Man's Talk Tom.
You woke up this morning feeling good. Thank God for today. See, you're still alive and in your right mind, and that's only by His grace. The favor of God is on your life, and I can see your life from here. You got God on your side, and He's fighting for you, so you just got no reason to fear.
Just keep on pushing.
KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Your shepherd when mother is gone. The same Lord will be your shepherd when your father is gone. And we can say that because the Lord is faithful and eternal. Faithful because God cannot lie. Nor can He break an unconditional promise that He made. Everyone that He made, He will fulfill. Every covenant He made, He will keep. But Pastor, I'm waiting for my breakthrough. Keep waiting. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Keep waiting on the Lord, for your change may never come in your time, but your change will always come at His time. For His time is not our time, and His ways are not our way. And when we stop thinking about how we want to do it and start allowing the Lord to do it, get out of the way and let God have His way in your life. We hinder the Lord far too much when we try to do it. We mess up far too many times when we try to do it. God knows what He's up to because He has seen the future from eternity past. He knows everything that will happen. He knows everything that's going to occur at its designated time, and it will not be altered for anybody. He did not alter anything for His Son. Jesus said when He went to the cross, "Father, if it is possible, all things are possible with God." But He said, "Not as I will, let Your will be done." And when we get out of our will and allow the Lord's will to be done in our life, God will do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. That's the God that we serve. God is not going to violate His will for our will, nor the things that we want because we want it, because God will accomplish everything in its season. That's what I love about the Lord. I don't cry how much you cry. I don't care how much you want. I don't care how much you beg. The Lord says, "I ain't going to do it because it's not a part of my will. I'm not going to perform that which you're trying to do. It's not a part of my will." My brothers and sisters, God will fulfill everything that he said. He's not going to break his covenant. The Lord will never change because he is faithful. So the first thing we see is that the Lord is caring. He's present. He's right now. Secondly, God is consistent. For it was God who managed the affairs of men. He called us before we knew him, and he guided instruction and ordered our footsteps. You are here this morning because your step, the steps of a good man, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. The steps, your steps are ordered by the Lord. He knows what steps we will make in life. And some of our steps will lead us directly towards him. But there are times in our life our steps take us in direction we shouldn't be going in. Our step will lead us in path and righteousness. I tell all of my preachers, be careful not to open the door before it's time. I told my nephew, be careful not to open a door before it's time, because your step and his steps may not be the same step, but the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord has already ordered everywhere you go, what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And when you align up with the Lord, your steps are in harmony with him, and the Lord guides us and he directs us. Because the Lord is in the midst of it all. What kind of God is it that we serve that can move me when I don't want to move? What kind of God is it that can serve we serve that can lift us up when we are down? What kind of God is it that wakes us and shakes us and tells us I love you in spite of the fact that you don't love me? He's the same God for yesterday, day, and evermore. He's a loving God. My brothers and sisters, when we get that, then we will understand that God is love. We wrestle with this agape type love because we really don't understand Yahweh Adonai Elohim. We don't understand God. I don't see him, so I don't understand him. I don't know what you mean, Father, when you reveal yourself to me. When you start loving you. When you start loving me and love your neighbor as yourself, you understand everything that I'm about. We're so busy fighting with one another, we can't see that love. My brothers and sisters, our steps takes us right into the direction and the path that God wants us to go. Our steps will when we're following the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11 states, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to profit you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. But I don't see my future. You ain't supposed to see the future. God knows the future. Sometimes we don't understand the plan. And so we question and we are reluctant and we are concerned. But when we surrender to God's plan, it would lead us all the way to glory. And that was just my introduction. David said that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Notice, and I'm almost through. David does not say, I have not wanted, past tense, but I shall not want. I shall not want looks into the future and gives assurance to the child of God. I shall not want. Looking into the future to know that God is our provider, for the earth is the Lord. You just read it. The 24th division of Psalms says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure. This is a heart thing. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we have security. And the security of the believers rests upon the shepherd. It ain't about us. Amen. We're so busy trying to secure ourselves. And Lord, I didn't tell you to do that. give us this daily bread. Your security is daily. Every day you get up, you've been secured of just that one day. Every day you get up, you've been secure for just that one day. We're so busy looking at tomorrow, we can't even operate in today. The Lord says, I gave you enough for today. My brothers and sisters, this is personal. All believers should have a personal relationship with the Lord daily. I forgot to say my prayers last night. The Lord didn't forget you. I forgot to help those who are hurting, but the Lord didn't forget you. I forgot to pay my tithe. The Lord didn't forget you. This is personal. It's a personal walk with the Lord. Personal time when you sit at his feet and be blessed. Personal means something about our lifestyle. When our lifestyle is changed, it's personal. When you know what you used to be and you've accepted the Lord and you see that your life personally has been changed, that's what God will do. Jesus even told Nicodemus that you must be born again, meaning you must be born from above. A little transformation of one heart, that heart is. And lifestyle, it is accepting Jesus as your personal Savior and repentance of sin. I don't care what you've done. All have sinned and done something we shouldn't do. But this is personal. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jesus paid the price for all of our salvation. I told our children yesterday, we was in a study of Revelation. I love to tell them because I said, your generation will see a lot of things that will come to pass in the end time. And we looked at a film that talked, it was the year 2012. And it was talking about prophetically the things that will come to pass in the end time. 2012, almost 10 years ago, they say there will be a hurricane with a magnitude of a 5 that will hit the coast of America, and guess what, Florida? A magnitude 5 hurricane hit what? Florida. 10 years ago, I revealed and shared so much to you about stuff that will happen. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but I can tell you it's coming. That was prophesied by the 700 Club 10 years ago, and it took 10 years for it to be materialized because we don't know the future, but it's happening. I shared with you, and I hope you get this over the radio. I told you two spirits have been released, and I told you both of them were racism, and it's happening. And it ain't going to stop. Atrocities will occur. It's not going to change. For I know the plans I have for you. You've been marked with a price. The day you've accepted the Lord, the Lord stamped his protection over you. As he protected the children of Israel, as the death angel passed by, so has he prepared you with a stamp of a mark of a believer. And the angel will cover and protect you. I know the plans I have for you. This thing is fulfilling. But I told my children on yesterday, even though you see all of these things taking place, time is not yet. I shared with them, it's like a mother who is in birthing pain, a woman who's going through childbirth. That pain gets greater and greater, but it's not yet. She may wait a whole day, maybe 2 days. Some have gone even longer, but time is not yet. But it will come. And when it comes, as it gets closer, it is magnified. In the last days, there shall be a great magnification of the things that we are seeing. This is child play right now. But it's coming.